In South Africa, there have been demonstrations in Cape Town and in front of the US Embassy in Pretoria against President Bush's visit and his foreign policies. A total of about 500 people, most of them South Africans, participated in two protests at the U.S. Embassy. People in the crowd offered a variety of reasons they are angry at President George Bush, ranging from the war in Iraq to his policy toward abortion. An activist from the Reproductive Rights Alliance, Judy Merkel, was angry that Mr. Bush's policies block funding of clinics that perform abortions, which she says reduces the availability of a variety of health services for women.
Millions of dollars in foreign aid toward health services are being affected, increasing the number of unintended pregnancies, increasing the number of unintended births, increasing the number of women dying from backstreet abortions. It's increased the number of deaths of women and children all over the world, and condom distribution is getting less and less.
The protests in Pretoria and Cape Town were organized by the Anti-War Coalition and by the so-called Tripartite Alliance of the ruling African National Congress, the South African Communist Party, and the Congress of South African Trade Unions. During his visit, Mr. Bush has stressed that his administration cares about the people of Africa and that his policies are designed to alleviate the worst suffering of the continent's poor. But it's a message that the protesters in Pretoria and Cape Town have not heard or do not believe.
George Bush is not coming here in our name. Not in our name.
Dina Robertson, VOA News, Pretoria.